Congressman Jack Bergman is with us. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, my friend, and to all your listeners.
Yes, sir. Well, a lot to talk about. We have short time, though. I will ask you, first of all, to update your constituents on this government shutdown. Is it ending? Not? What do you think?
Well, it's if it was up to the Republicans, it would have never happened. But it will only end when the Senate, not the House, the Senate, because the House passed a clean CR, that's continuing resolution, a month ago to keep the government open for another couple of months to allow us to negotiate, you know, some things that were going on. The Democrats in the Senate have now voted somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 times to keep the government shut down. So those of us here in the House are just waiting for the Senate to open up the government. We've done our job, and the American people know that because of what we're hearing, whether it be phone calls coming into the office, email messages, all of that kind of stuff, that the decision by Chuck Schumer and to an extent Hakeem Jeffries in the House to basically make those most vulnerable Americans, those because of their income levels or potential disability issues, the Democrats have chosen to make them suffer by holding everybody else hostage. You know, and that's just morally wrong. But that's a long way of saying, if the Senate Democrats, and by the way, we got two Senate Democrats in Michigan, Senator Gary Peters and Senator Slotkin, they could be two votes that begin to swing the door open for some other Democrats in the Senate who want to do the right thing, especially for Michiganders. But this shutdown is going to go on, unfortunately, as long as Chuck Schumer and his folks are pandering to the leftist, if you will, radical socialist base. Because for Schumer, it's all about re-election for him. But I'll just leave it at that. But he and his counterparts are making the American people pay, especially those who are vulnerable. And that's just morally wrong.
Congressman, we have two other things to talk about here. I want to ask you, though, there are some people that are hearing that it's all about health care, and you're standing firm as Republicans. You don't want people to have affordable health care. Set the record straight.
Well, if you want to go into a little bit of, you know, the history of, you know, of health care, you know, the framing of what the other side is saying is fundamentally flawed, because Democrats are pretending that Republicans are cutting health care when in reality, temporary COVID era subsidies are simply expiring. Here's a couple of facts. 2010, the Democrats passed the ACA, Obamacare. 2014, the ACA premium tax credits became available, meant to help families that are earning 100 to 400% of the federal poverty level. It helped those lower income folks afford coverage. Okay, that was 2014. 2021, the Democrats, through the ARPA, which they had some fancy name for, basically poured more government money into black holes. Democrats temporarily extended those subsidies to everyone, regardless of income, whether you're a millionaire, a billionaire, for 1 year. In 2022, through the Inflation Reduction Act, again, another Biden-era failed program, they extended that expansion again, but only through January 1st, 2026. So upcoming here. Those expansions were never meant to be permanent. If Democrats truly intended them to last, they would have made them permanent when they controlled the White House and both chambers of Congress just a few years ago. Now they're blaming Republicans for letting their own temporary expansion expire. And just to put a fine point on this at the end, okay, this is an important point. The ACA subsidies don't go directly to patients. I want to say that again. That money doesn't go directly to patients. They go to insurance companies. millions of so-called, the term is ghost enrollees, and that's people technically eligible but unaware of it, never use these subsidies. So the way it's set up, the insurers pocket the difference. So if you want to look at who has the most to gain through the Democrat subsidies, it's the insurance companies. Their profits are up something like 250+%. So the claim that millions will lose coverage is false. The ACA itself remains law. What's expiring are the COVID-era subsidies for higher-income Americans who don't need taxpayer help to pay for insurance. So the bottom line, Republicans aren't taking away health care. We're ending unnecessary COVID-era giveaways to insurance companies and restoring the ACA to what the Democrats originally designed it to be. But for our area, this is kind of tangential, that by what they're doing, the Democrats are trying to cut the money out of the American Family Tax Cuts Act, which is used to be called the One Big Beautiful Bill, but it's really focused on the working family. There's a part in there that the Democrats are trying to take out the money for rural health care. So think of our hospitals, our small hospitals across the UP. If the Democrats get their way, our hospitals in the UP will suffer greatly, and then therefore delivery of health care will suffer greatly, and that's morally wrong on the part of the Democrats.
Congressman, two quick things to talk about before I let you go. One is President Trump has endorsed you for another term, and gosh, it seems like you're always having to, you know, with the 2-year terms, always running, but it's part of the reality, right? You have to get elected, as he said, by the way, in his speech. So your thoughts on Mr. Trump endorsing you, and if we do get cut off, I'll push it again and we'll talk again.
Yeah, well, number one, I'm honored that the president would consider that my service to our country, and therefore my service here in D.C. as part of the legislative branch. President Trump is really a great partner, and that's indicative, is shown by the quality of the staff he has around him that myself and my staff works with every day on the president's staff, because he really has the best interests of all of Americans at heart when he does what he does. He's a man of action. He doesn't take no for an answer when he knows he's on the moral high ground. And he's not afraid to, shall we say, break a little China. You could read that a couple different ways. But I'm honored that he endorsed me. I'm looking forward to this next term and to get more good things done under President Trump's leadership. And I think it's probably time we name the new Sue Locke. You know, it hasn't unnamed. I think we need to name it the Donald J. Trump Locked, because we named all the other locks, but it was...
Well, Congressman, he's the one, I mean, fairly, and even Democrats could not deny, I suppose, that the lock would not be happening if it weren't for him.
That's right. It was his personal interest, based upon a conversation that he and I had, very, you know, probably a 20-minute conversation, that he understood everything from the national security implications of the locks being closed by accidental happenings or by, you know, by malign influences. He understood the economic influence, and he made it happen after 40 years of it just sitting, the new lock project just languishing in Congress. So thanks to President Trump, we'll have a new lock by 2030 or so, which is around the corner, and I've been up there recently, and they're doing a heck of a job. So anyway, it's great to be here in D.C. to work with President Trump with his executive approach to leadership.
And the last question, we'll do this quickly. I know you have to go, Congressman. We did get turned down by FEMA for the extra aid for individuals for our small electric providers here in northern Michigan from the ice storm. Your thoughts on that? Is there any recourse or is it over?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's I think Yogi Berra, the famous New York Yankee catcher and later manager, it's never over until it's over, but it's never over. Just because we got turned down by FEMA, we will still, through myself, my staff, we're going to continue to work with FEMA and others, because you never know when there's going to be something that happens. Somebody goes, says, "Well, were there any other things that happened like this?" We're going to say, "Yeah, it was the ice storm." Okay, well, how are they doing? Maybe we need to go do a little, back funding on them. But we're not going to quit. Yes, we got no for now, but that we're not going to quit.